Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a clear sky and a low of 61. Several news agencies are quoting sources who say Governor Walker is dropping out of the presidential race. The governor has scheduled a news conference for 5 o'clock at Monona Terrace in Madison. He has been seeing falling poll numbers and his campaign is reportedly low on cash. Racine police have identified the man shot and killed last night in a home in the 1600 block of Taylor Avenue as 34-year-old Vaughn Chapman. However, a few other details have been released. Chapman died of a gunshot wound to the head, and his death is being investigated as a homicide. Officers and paramedics were called to the home at about 8:50 Sunday evening and found the victim. Police are asking anyone with information to contact the Investigations Unit or Crime Stoppers. The trials of two Waukesha girls accused of stabbing a classmate to please the character Slender Man have been delayed while the state appeals court considers whether the girls should have their cases heard in juvenile court. Morgan Geiser and Anissa Weyer, both 13, were scheduled to go on trial in mid-October. This morning, Circuit Judge Michael Boren suspended the matter pending the appeal of his decision to keep both cases in adult court. Their attorneys say the girls would be more likely to get the necessary mental treatment they need in the juvenile system instead of adult prison, where they'd be locked up for a much longer period of time if convicted. Status conferences in the case have been scheduled for September 30th. August housing numbers in southeast Wisconsin showed a 5.4% increase.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales last month jumped almost 37% in Racine, with a 2% bump in Milwaukee, but an 8.8% decline in Kenosha. Looking at January through August, Racine County sales were up 21%, an 8.7% increase in Kenosha, 5.4% increase for Milwaukee. Median prices with the sales compared to a year ago, August showing a 4.7% boost in Racine County, a 3% increase for Milwaukee, a 4.5% decline in Kenosha. And year-to-date median prices, they're up 12.4% in Racine County, 10.2% in Kenosha, and 8% in Milwaukee. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Racine County will formally have its new Veterans Services Officer with a confirmation vote of the County Board Tuesday night. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says Brad Bailing comes from Kenosha. He noted that each county has to have a Veterans Service Officer and that the office does very important work.
It's providing services, yes, but the other aspect is it's networking, it's getting connected. It's establishing the relationships with the veterans, and his predecessor did a great job. And that's one of the things we liked about Brad, that he was able to, that stood out in the interview process.
Bailing replaces Ellie Nelson, who left a few weeks ago to take over the Kenosha Veterans Service Office, which Delagrave indicated may prove beneficial with any needs to coordinate efforts. State Senator Leah Volkmer will take over as the new Assistant Majority Leader in the Wisconsin Senate. The Republican caucus elected the second-term senator, who represents parts of Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, earlier today. She'll take over for former Senator Paul Farrow, who resigned after being elected Waukesha County Executive. The Shalom Center's food pantry is pretty bare at this time of the year. That's why Kenosha aldermen are again holding a citywide food drive this week, wrapping up Saturday at Simmons Field. At a recent city council meeting, Alderman Keith Rosenberg said the need is especially great after school is back in session.
The busiest month of the year is always August because of back to school. Where needy families have to spend money on school clothes, school supplies, etc. Now they need the food.
Collection barrels for non-perishable food items will be located in the municipal building, in the hallway across from the clerk's office, in the street division building at 6415 35th Avenue, in the transit building at 4301 39th Avenue, and in the public safety building. In addition, aldermen will be at Simmons Field from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to collect food and monetary donations this Saturday. The Kenosha Kingfish mascot, King Elvis, will be making a special appearance. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.